just kind of caught me in a good spot. You're ready for it, you know. You know it's live bullets, and you're back out there. Yeah, it just caught me good. Kind of woke me up a little bit.
Take us a little bit through the option route. Throwing to Macklin. There was an effort to get the ball to him today. 5 targets. A little burgeoning chemistry there between you two?
I think it speaks to his abilities. And not just physical, but you can move him around. He can do all that different stuff with them. And then creativity of coach and the offensive staff to do those kinds of things. You know, be able to stick him in the backfield, like a lot of the different things that we did tonight. I think just kind of a taste of it, you know, some of the things that he can do and that we can do. So nice to see that. Nice to get him matched up on linebacker.
Adam was talking about, you know, a bit of a wake-up call in the first hit, but there was some pressure today. It was a little bit of, you know, just where you guys at in pass
play? Yeah, it's been a lot of moving parts in camp, and that's kind of the nature of it, especially with where we're at right now. You know, between trying to find out the 5 best, and then you add in some injuries and stuff, and then you're going against a good front. That's maybe one of the best fronts in football. So it was a good test for us. We'll look at the film and learn from it.
The interception, should you throw the ball to
O'Shaughnessy? No. We went empty backfield, and then I could hear them. They checked to it. You know, as soon as we went empty backfield, they checked, and they dropped a D tackle out. So I was starting in on James, and, you know, they kind of doubled him in there with the D tackle dropping out, and I just didn't see that. I didn't see Wagner when I came to throw it off of him, throwing it to there in the slot. Just couldn't see him. Saw him too late.
It wasn't a case where he broke the wrong way.
No, nope. Wasn't.
You started out much like last week, a little bit slow offensively. How important was that long drive, you guys?
I think. Just speaks of finally staying out of some bad situations. You know, we stalled getting into some long third downs. And bad things happen. It happened early tonight, and then all of a sudden finally gotten some better rhythm and moved the ball and gotten to kind of a flow. And it was nice for us. I think it was the first time we really kind of did that extended for the first group. So that was good. And then to cap it off, it was the difference tonight. You know, got in the red zone twice and got 2 touchdowns. Ended up being the difference in the game.
It looked like you could have had a big play. I think it was in the second quarter. Sideline.
Yeah.
Was that a?
Yeah, I had it matched up, and then I had a fade route on, and they were pressed, and it was kind of a bang bang play. I wish I'd have left the ball a little more upfield. Was trying to give him a chance though.
Anything else? Good. All right.
Thanks, guys.